Today is Wednesday, May 26th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I have a report from the news desk. Beep, 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 beep. It's actually from the Twitter desk, but I did get a response on Twitter to something I talked about yesterday from one Dean Barney. And Dean says that I have used the Marriott keyless function, checked in online, and a digital key appeared in app that I used to open the room door, no contact with reception. Perhaps not functioning due to COVID or that hotel not fully using the service. Well, thank you, Dean. I appreciate that. So, you know, and Gary also responded. He said some hotels can comment about picking up the key, but it probably has something to do with verification of you. And yeah, so anyway, I don't know. All I know is Mark has had this app for 2 to 3 years. So before COVID, and we have checked in a hotel and we have not gotten this to work. Now, again, I don't have, and I will say this, you know, as I get older, I'm getting worse and worse with technology. And I hate that. Like, I hate to even admit it because I am in the technology field. I am the geeky, like the name of the show is Geeky Gay. And yet, it's not even that I'm not smart enough. I find as I get older, I give less fucks. It's like, you know, I could try to figure this out, but I don't really give a fuck. And so, we're having Wi-Fi issues right now. And we have, you know, we have an Orbi mesh network thing that I bought a couple of years ago when we were living in a different house, and it worked fine. And since we've moved to the new house, we've been having issues with it. And I do all this home automation, and I have various switches and you know, whatever. There have been issues since we moved to the new house where we will say, "Hey, Echo, turn off the light." And she'll say, "I don't know what you're talking about," or like, "I can't find that light. It's off the network," you know, or whatever I don't know what she says. And I'm just like, I can't be bothered. Like, I could probably figure it out. I could probably go to those devices and do some research and do some debugging, but such a pain in the butt. And, you know, so I feel like I do have the brain capacity still, and I am in the tech industry. Well, I mean, I work for a retail company, but I'm in tech. And I've done development, I've done quality assurance, automation, and I've done, now I'm a product manager, but maybe that's it. I'm getting further and further away from the code, and now I just create slide decks all day long. I also find I'm not very good at creating slide decks. I know I talked about this before, but I will put together a slide deck and it will look like crap. And then my boss will spend 5 minutes on it and it will look like it's like magic. I don't know. I need to take, and I've even got a book on how to do really good presentations. And I don't know. I've got to learn on that. I've got to do some work on that because anyway, but I'm having a tangent here. Let me get back to the app. So, all I'm saying is, Mark is generally better at me now at technology stuff. Even though, you know, I mean, he's also in tech, so it's not like, but I just feel like because he's younger and I just don't want to take the time to learn the newfangled technology. I don't know. But I don't want to learn this newfangled technology that they got. So I assume that he is going to know more than me and he's going to be able to use the app, that it's not going to be, you know, that I'm not going to do better. I don't have the app, so I'm speaking for him. But I always assume that, well, if he can't get it to work, then there must be something wrong. All I can say is that we've checked into several Marriott hotels over the past 3 years since he got this app, and it has never worked. So I don't know if all of the hotels in the U.S. that we've gone to, and I think we've even gone to other, like, I don't know if we stayed in a Marriott in Puerto Rico, although Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, so. But anyway, regardless, bottom line is, I'm not really sure. Thank you for your tweet, Dean. So, yeah, so I have an update on the attic. I know you all are interested in the attic. I know I told you that the electrician had come and done the wiring. And the wiring looks great. Mark and I moved the wood from the driveway into the garage on Sunday because we didn't want wood in our driveway for the next month. You know, my stepdad owns this company. He owns the company. It's a franchise, but he owns the franchise. He's the boss. And yet I cannot get good service. But I mean, I guess it's because, you know, he is giving me a discount. I used to complain because he used to not give me very good discounts. But they actually did an estimate, and I can see where he scribbled through the estimate and changed the numbers, and it's a good discount. I don't know if he heard me complaining about it at some point or what, but so I am getting that. However, I get moved to the bottom of the pile. If they're busy, then it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't squeeze you in. You know, I'm going to have to move. So he said, okay, well, you know, we couldn't get it done that day because the electrician. And so then it got pushed to the 16th of June because of the electrician. Then because they couldn't, the electrician had to go and do the rewiring, and that took half the day, and they didn't have time to do it. So then I get a text today, and he says, oh, I'm so sorry, Adam. I'm going to have to bump you again because we found out our new hire doesn't have a driver's license. I'm like, first of all, you're giving me a new hire? Why am I getting a new hire? Not only are you bumping my dates, but you're giving me a new hire. How dare you? But also, you know, why are you keep bumping my date? Like, I don't know. It's crazy. But so they're bumping my date to July 2nd. And Mark and I, once again, are going to be out of town. We're going to be in St. Thomas on July 2nd. And so I said, well, I'm also going to be out of town. He said, well, that's okay. We can come. Now, I didn't tell you this guy. He's like, we can come while you guys are out. But I didn't tell you guys. I don't think I told you guys this. If I told you, I'm sorry. I've been listening back to previous episodes before I record because my memory's shit. And I had gotten complaints that I repeat the same thing over and over again. And I'm trying to please everyone. But I didn't have time to listen to yesterday's episode before this. So if I'm repeating this, I'm so sorry. But so, you know, we on Friday we had breakfast and everything. Well, actually, I know I haven't talked about this because we didn't find out about it until Saturday night, and I didn't get to Saturday yet. So anyway, Friday, now we didn't find this out until Saturday, but Friday we get, or Saturday night, we get home. We drove home. I'll talk about that in a sec. We drive home. We get home, and our garage door is wide open. Come in the house. The lights are all on. Go upstairs to where the attic door is. The attic door has been left open, and it's 80 degrees or something in the attic, and it's, you know, billowing hot air out into the room up here, into the studio. And so, you know, they have either the electrician or my stepdad's men have left the garage door open for 2 days. Well, not 2 days, for a day and a half from the time they left until we arrived at 1 a.m. Sunday morning or whatever. I mean, it's a good thing I'm in a safe neighborhood. Nothing got stolen, but I was like, oh my God, you know? Then, Not only that, but they left the attic door open. There's no insulation in the attic, obviously, so it's very hot. So, and my AC was on upstairs, so it probably raised my electric bill. The floor was dirty where they had walked with some dirty boots across the floor and didn't clean it up. Ugh, I was so irritated. So irritated. But anyway, so we talked about most of what we did on Friday. So we went to a Filipino. We had a Filipino restaurant for dinner. And that was a little bit of a nightmare because we got there and they were completely full. And they were taking temperatures. They had a rope so you couldn't get into the eating area until they let you in. So you couldn't just walk into the eating area or to the bar. And, but they had a bunch of people in front of us, so we had to wait quite a while, but we finally got a table. And there was a band, and the singer for this band was so bad. And it was so loud. I sound like an old man, but it was so loud that we could not hear each other talking. And we were keeping our masks on until the food came out. And we couldn't understand each other because the music was so loud. But the food was good. The food was good. And Mark doesn't get Filipino food very often, so it was really good. And we also swam in the afternoon. And that was a lot of fun because I got to swim through the little tunnel that went from the inside pool to the outside pool. I was so amazed by this tunnel. It wasn't even really a tunnel. It was like just, well, a U-shaped pool that went under the wall. And I don't know. Anyway, regardless, that was a lot of fun. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.